This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is out today. I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress has given final approval to a bill to fund the war in Iraq. The $120 billion bill drew more support from Republicans than from majority Democrats. That's because it does not include the troop withdrawal deadlines Democrats wanted and President Bush vetoed. NPR's David Wellner reports.
There was no doubt this White House-blessed bill would pass, still after weeks of bitter wrangling over funding an unpopular war. Last night on the House floor, Minority Leader John Boehner was overcome by emotion.
After 3,000 of our fellow citizens died at the hands of these terrorists, when are we going to stand up and take them on? When are we going to defeat them?
Those words did not sway Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. She compared the war bill to a Rorschach test in which members could see what they wanted.
So when I look at this ink blot, I see something that does not have adequate guidelines and timetables, something that does not have adequate consequences, and something that does not have my support.
139 other anti-war House Democrats also opposed the bill. Still, many Democrats did not want to be seen as denying funds for troops in the field. 86 voted for the bill, among them Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
The fact is, this is simply the best bill we could put together and that would be signed. It's a political reality. It is not what we want to pass.
Only 10 Senate Democrats opposed the bill, three of them presidential contenders, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Christopher Dodd. But some longtime opponents of the Iraq War voted for it, including number two Democrat Dick Durbin.
The debate will continue over this policy, but our soldiers should never be bargaining chips in this political debate. And that is why I will vote this evening for this bill.
Majority Leader Harry Reid did too, but with a caveat.
Senate Democrats will not stop our efforts to change the course of this war until either enough Republicans join us to reject President Bush's failed policy or we get a new president.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.